Oh, we can buy Let's Go Brandon flags. They're in now.
Yeah.
I just got that email.
I missed that whole thing, really. I don't really give a shit.
You don't want me to order you one?
I'm not 100% sure what it is. I'm tuned out to politics now. Now that Biden is in office, that's all I care about. So whatever happens from here on in, I just no longer give a shit.
Yeah, I don't know if it's good or bad because I forget that we have a president now because he didn't do anything. I saw an actual tweet from Biden today. He was driving a new truck or something, which I didn't think presidents were allowed to drive. Or promote something, but he was promoting the new GM electric truck. But I was like, oh, yeah, we do have a president. I forgot about that.
Well, Trump promoted all of his brands. I think that went out the window. There was a time that presidents could not promote anything they were doing. I think it goes back to Jimmy Carter. People were like, he's got a peanut farm. He's promoting it. That's a conflict of interest. Or actually, it's... I forget what the law is, but there's a... See, I don't even care about politics anymore. There's some big law where you can't... It's famous, it's big, you can't do that kind of stuff.
You can't promote things. But
I just... my life is much simpler and much happier that I've disengaged from all the little political machinations. Because what I've realized is it just doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Like, regardless, it doesn't matter who's in office anymore. Mm-hmm. Nothing gets done. And it just divides people even further. And I'm just not interested in that anymore. I'm not interested in all the hate and all the... And it's so crazy now. It put this thing out in the universe. Like, anything you post... Like, okay, so I posted a picture of a dog. And it was a dog that a friend of mine was giving up for adoption. And people couldn't just be like, oh, cute dog. If I know of anybody, I'll let you know. They were like, how dare they? How dare they give up a dog? They don't know the situation. For all they know, somebody is dying.
Mm-hmm.
And needs to give up the dog because they're in a month they'll be dead and there'll be nobody to care for the dog. But people don't care. It's like, I would never do that to a cat. This is not up for debate. There's a dog and I'm asking if anybody knows of a good home for it. And by the way, we found it a good home.
Because one side is always going to be right and you're always going to be wrong.
I remember my boyfriend Joe was telling me about how years ago when Al Gore was running for president and he was eating mint chocolate chip ice cream and he was being interviewed and they said, so do you like mint chocolate chip ice cream? And he was like, I'm eating mint chocolate chip ice cream, but do you like it? I enjoy all ice creams. Mm-hmm. No, but you're eating mint chocolate chip. Is that a flavor you like? I want to talk about the economy. It's like he wouldn't even commit to enjoying the ice cream that was literally in his cone that he was eating on the camera.
Because 50% of people would be pissed at him. The other 50% would be like, or the 3% that like that ice cream would be like, yeah, us. But the other people that like chocolate would be, well, what's wrong with him? I hate him.
What's the reason, do you think, people just like to get angry about everything? Like, what's up with that? Why is everything adversarial? Why is everything an argument?
If you think you're right, people are either going to fight with you or just shut their mouth and let you keep going.
The best example of it this week, Anthony, I don't know if you saw this, but somebody posted... Who's a better singer, Taylor Swift or Whitney Houston? Like, why would you even compare the two of them? They are completely different singers, completely different performers. Taylor Swift is a singer-songwriter. She's pop. You know, Whitney Houston is a hired gun. She doesn't write her own music, but she has that amazing, like, belting kind of voice. They're not the same. It's like saying, which do you prefer, wearing pants or wearing shoes? Yeah,
there's no winning that argument because how are we judging them? By octaves? Are we judging them by, you know, if they can sing in key? There's so many factors. It should be, who do you like more? Not who's a better singer, because
right,
there's
I'm
so
telling
many.
You, it was like literally one of those things that was like dividing the internet. Mm-hmm. That obviously Taylor Swift fans were like, "Oh, it's no comparison. She's the greatest performer of all time." And Whitney Houston fans were like, that little pop star, no way. It was, and it was getting contentious. It's like, guess what? You can like both of them. Look, I'm doing it right now. I'm liking Whitney Houston and Taylor Swift right now as I'm sitting here. That's possible. And not everything is a comparison. Not everything is a this or that. You're allowed to like, except for the fact that The Who is better than The Beatles. But except for that,
You're completely wrong about that, but okay.
Well, let me explain to you why. So a friend of mine today and I had this conversation because he's a huge Beatles fan, and you know how I feel about the Beatles. And my only argument was this. It's not that I'm allowed to not like the Beatles, but he was like, they're the greatest rock band of all time. So I was giving him Who lyrics that are better. You know, no one knows what it's like to be a madman, to be a sad man behind blue eyes. Like, that song is just beautiful. Compare that to She Loves You, Yeah, 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 you know, better lyrics. So we had this, and then I was like, why can't you like the Beatles and I like The Who? Like, why do I have to convince you that The Who is better and you have to convince me that the Beatles are better? Why can't you just like what you like and I like what I like? Like, who? Why do I need to convince you of what I think? Who cares?
Okay, somewhere within evolution, fish grew legs and climbed out of the ocean. So yeah. I think our brains are now going through an evolution to where it's either one or the other. There's no middle ground anymore, and there's no understanding anymore. It's I believe my way, and you're just going to shut up and listen to it.
Right.
Because everywhere I go, it's one side or the... Just like I sent you a photo the other day of a truck driving around with fuck Biden on the flag on the back of his truck.
Yeah, that's
right. So what motivated you to wake up that morning and put a fuck Biden flag on the back of your truck and drive it around downtown Charlotte? What went through your head at that moment?
Right.
So
no, but yeah, but it's, but even that, like all the people like fuck Trump. It's like, look, he's your president. I know you don't like him. Just deal with it. But there's nothing you can do about it. The people get so angry about the things that they can't control. But it's just this. It's not even like the political stuff. I kind of understand because that's the kind of stuff you can argue changes the world and changes your life. And one party votes for certain things and the other party votes for other things. And that sort of determines how the world's going to be, who's going to get fed and not fed, who's getting taxed and not taxed. That makes a little more sense. But the fact that they're arguing Taylor Swift versus Whitney Houston, well, one of them's alive and still making music. So right, I guess she wins.
Yeah. But Whitney had a 6-octave voice, and her voice was amazing. But so you can fight all this. You can fight this all day long. There's no winning.
But why even have the discussion is what I'm saying.
Because like, people have nothing to do. That's the problem. Before, I loved it 20 years ago. When you had an opinion, you either had to learn how to write and get a newspaper to hire you, or get a radio show. That was the only way you were going to get shit off your chest. But now everybody can get everything off their chest.
Yeah.
So.
And everybody has an opinion, regardless of who they are or where they come from.
Right. And there's no middle ground.
Yeah.
You and I can listen to both sides and go, all right, we don't like this president, but we will listen to you of why you do. And we might, you know what? We could change our mind.
Right.
But the other side doesn't even want to hear that no more.
Right. But that's that's the thing. I think it's more the, because if you look at the Taylor Swift versus Whitney Houston thing, it's not, no one was like joking around like, haha, well, I love both. People were just tearing each other apart, like kill yourself kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's... Like, it was really off the charts. It was really like, it's a little much. Like, we're just.
Turn Instagram off. Walk away from the Instagram. That's what to do.
You know, it made news. It was literally everywhere.
Turn off the news and Instagram. And then you have no problem. You know what? Tiger King Season 2 is now on Netflix. Just watch that and hate Carol Baskin.
I don't think anyone's interested in Tiger King anymore.
I am. I love it. I think this season so far is better than the first season. And the reason why is because Carol Baskin didn't want to have anything to do with this season at all.
Yeah.
And they're making it all about her. So you don't want to be involved. We're going after you.
Well, funny you'd bring up Netflix, because I don't know if you know, but for all the time Netflix has been around, they have not released their ratings or their viewership. That's something they've basically kept to themselves and kept private and kept under wraps. For some reason, this week, they decided to finally release what their highest grossing and highest viewed TV and film is. So they did Best Films English. Best TV in English, and then Best TV non-English are the categories that, you know, that I have for you. And nowhere on this list is Tiger King.
Really?
Didn't even make the list. Not at all. Not even close.
That's weird. Because I think it was so condensed. Tiger King was so condensed to 1 month that everybody watched it in 1 month. So it didn't, Stranger Things can be watched all year. I think everybody watched Tiger King in the 1 month when we couldn't go outside.
Stranger Things is not on the list either.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Squid Game better be.
Not only is Squid Game on the list, it is their most watched, best TV so far, as of right now, of all time. So after 14 years of secrecy, Netflix finally telling us what their most watched and highly viewed shows are. Not only is Squid Game the most watched show right now, it is the most watched show ever. 1.6 billion hours in the first 28 days of Squid Game being on their channel.
Well, you know why? Because Squid Game was like nothing else on TV. It wasn't a CSI type of show. It wasn't a stupid laugh track comedy show. It was something completely different.
Yeah, and if you remember, Squid Game almost didn't get made. The dude that made Squid Game made it in like 2009 or something. He'd been working all these years to try to get somebody to produce it. And I got to tell you, Netflix, not only is Netflix really happy, I'm sure, obviously, that they decided to produce it, but all the people that rejected the dude all these years must be kicking themselves.
Mm-hmm. Well, that happens with everything. It's the same as the guy that didn't sign Elvis to his record label.
And all those publishers who didn't want the Harry Potter books.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, interestingly enough, I'll give you the number. I'll give you the top 10. How about that?
Okay.
So top 10, let's do best TV English.
Okay. Is this Netflix only, or is this like The Office?
Oh, I see what you mean. Things that Netflix produced and came out with. Oh, that's a very good question. Let me see. I think these are shows that are exclusive to Netflix.
Okay.
So you're not going to get The Office on here because you can also watch The Office on Comedy Central. So I think these are like exclusively.
Like Narcos.
Yeah, and it's funny you would say that because Narcos happens to be the number one. This is interesting. It is the number one show. Narcos Mexico, the season 3, is the number one best TV, most viewed. They go by how many hours people watched. So that would be 50 million hours.
50 million hours.
Yeah, 50 million hours watched. Next on the list is a show called Arcane, season 1, is number 2. Have you watched You?
No, because, I don't know. It looks too much chick flick to me.
I was describing it as if One Tree Hill was a serial killer show. Because, it's a psychological thriller, but I watched the first season and I liked it, but it wasn't as edgy as I usually like things to be. It was a little more CW. It was a little more, like I said, like One Tree Hill or Dawson's Creek. To me, it felt kind of in that. It's about a bookstore manager who crosses paths with an aspiring female writer, and, you know, is he or is he not a serial killer kind of thing. I'm not going to give anything away, but it's basically that's what it's about. It's very good. Penn Badgley is really good in it. All the actors in it are fantastic.
Yeah, I think it's good, so, but when I see it, it just screams, this is us for Netflix. So
right.
I go, I don't know.
Well, it's a little edgier, and it was based on a series of books, so that kind of helps it be a little more interesting. Mm-hmm. But not only is You season one on the list, season two and season three are all on the list. So season three is the third most watched. You season one is the 10th most watched, and season two of You is the 9th most watched.
Wow. I guess chicks dig it.
Yeah, chicks dig it. And Narcos season one is the 8th most watched. Interesting. Narcos season two did not make this list. It's only season one. Season one, season three people like. I guess they didn't care much for season two. Rounding out the list is, did you see Maid?
No.
It wasn't bad. It's Margaret Qualley. She's the daughter of that famous model from the 90s. Who was in Groundhog Day, Andy McDowell.
Mm.
So Andy McDowell's daughter plays the maid in this, and it's based on a book, of course. It's like the stuff that's based on books seems to do really well. Big Mouth is a cartoon that John Mulaney is in, and a bunch of other comics that you probably have heard of. That's number 5 on the list. Number 6 on the list is Dynasty season 4. Lock and Key season 2 is number 7 on the list, and then, as I said, Narcos and You are the most watched. Now, the other thing that's interesting is Best TV Non-English. Those do much better than the English ones. So, number 10, Dark Desire, season 1. Number 9, Lupin, season 2. Number 8, Elite, season 4. Number 7, Who Killed Sarah, season 1. Number 6, Elite Season 3. Number 5, Lupin Season 1. And then it's Money Heist, Money Heist, Money Heist, Money Heist, Squid Game.
Squid Game. I figured it out this weekend, I think, when I was watching Midnight Mass, is it's a really good hour and a half movie.
Mm-hmm.
But they stretch it out.
It's not a movie. Oh, I see. You're saying it's a movie that
would have been a really good hour and a half movie, but they stretched it out for 7 hours. So it just moves so slow. It's like even you with Squid Game, you fast forwarded through part of Squid Game because it just goes on and on and let's get to it. We're used to quick hits, but some of these shows, and I guarantee You is one of them, just takes forever to get to the point.
Yeah. The most popular movie of last week was the new Red Notice.
Yeah, which is actually a really good movie.
Yeah. I did start Midnight Mass because you suggested it, but I fell asleep because I watched it too late. It was too late at night. Do you find this? Like, if I'm watching TV and I'm laying in bed, already I'm setting myself up for falling asleep, no matter what it is. I tried to watch on Netflix Michael Che's new special.
Mm-hmm.
3 minutes in, that's it. I was out and snoring. And it's not a comment on Michael Che. I'm sure it was like super funny. I just, once I'm in bed and I'm laying there, I can't keep my eyes open. Then I tried to watch Midnight Mass and I saw the first scene where the guy ends up in jail and the reason why he ends up in jail. And then that was it. I don't remember anything else. It was the next morning.
Well, see, I can't say anything about that because I take a pill. I take Ambien at night. So I'll take an Ambien and then it's a race to see if I can watch a half an hour show, which I can't.
You can't.
No, so every Monday when I get home from work, I always watch Family Guy. But I watched it the night before. I just don't remember it. So I have to go back and watch it again on Monday.
So right now, at the rate it's going, Red Notice will be the, even though it got terrible reviews from critics, it will be Netflix's most popular film ever, it's looking like. It has 148 million views just like this week alone. And if you remember, Bird Box, the Sandra Bullock film that the critics hated, had 282 million hours viewed. And that was their number one film. But I think it's going to be replaced by Red Notice, it looks like.
It's going to be replaced by Don't Look Up or Look Up. Have you seen the previews for that?
No, what is that?
Oh, you gotta watch the previews. Hold on, I gotta make sure I know what the...
Don't Look Up.
Don't Look Up. Yeah, Don't Look Up is coming out Christmas Day. You got to watch the previews. It looks amazing.
But this isn't a Netflix project, is it?
It's a Netflix project.
Leonardo DiCaprio, Timothée Chalamet, Jennifer Lawrence, Ariana Grande, Jonah Hill, Chris Evans. That one, right?
That one. You think they got some people in it? And what it's about is they look up and they find a comet. And the comet is coming right at Earth. And it's not a 10% chance it's going to hit Earth. It's a 100% chance it's going to destroy Earth. And it's not like, you know, it's going to fall on my house and it might hurt my house. No, it's going to destroy us. So that's what the movie's about.
Oh, interesting. So also in it is Meryl Streep, Kate Blanchett, Matthew Perry. Yeah, they've thrown everybody in there.
Yeah, it's Christmas Day. It's going to be huge.
Tyler Perry is in it. Wow, this is going to be good.
Yeah, and the previews make it look amazing.
Well, it's an Adam McKay film. I mean, in my opinion, he is just one of the best storytellers ever. I mean, and funny. I mean, he did Anchorman, Talladega Nights,
exactly.
The Big Short, The Big Short was amazing. He won, you know, Oscar for that.
Mm-hmm.
Vice, about the vice president, if you remember, that was also quite good. So I think Adam McKay is also he's an amazing, amazing filmmaker, I think. So yeah, it'd be good.